everyone. You're listening to The Adventures of Sariputta and Moggallana. I'm your host, Morris Sullivan. Sariputta and Moggallana were two of the Buddha's most dedicated and accomplished followers. If you ever visit a Buddhist temple from one of the Southeast Asian traditions, you'll probably see statues of two monks flanking the big gold Buddha at the altar. That's Sariputta on the Buddha's right and Moggallana on his left. There are a lot of great stories about those two monks. They were among the first of his followers to fully embody the Buddha's teachings. So I think of them as Dharma superheroes. They heard what the Buddha said and developed what they heard into great spiritual powers. And they understood the importance of compassion. So they used those powers to help others. They applied their practice to the mission of saving the world. Each episode, we'll learn about one of their adventures before I share a Dharma talk with you. But the point isn't to study two people who lived more than 2,500 years ago. If we follow the Buddha way, even if we just take a little bit from what he taught and incorporate it into our own life, then the adventures of Sariputta and Moggallana are our adventures. You can be a Dharma superhero, and you don't have to be a Buddhist monk or even to declare yourself a Buddhist, for that matter, to do that. So along with stories about Sariputta and Moggallana, I'll talk about ways you can explore the Dharma yourself and live a happier, less stressful life and have a positive impact on your world. From time to time, we'll also talk to people who embody the Buddha's teachings in exceptional ways. The first of these interviews is a brilliant musician and composer, Edward Simon, who graciously agreed to let us use excerpts from his Buddhism-inspired work, Triumphs and Sorrows. A track from that record, Equanimity, introduces this podcast. I'll interview him in a few episodes, and we'll hear more of his music over time, too. In the meantime, you can listen to his recordings wherever you stream this podcast. So if you want to deepen your spiritual life, whatever that means to you, I encourage you to subscribe. Whether you want to learn about Buddhism, to live a more engaged life, to explore gratitude, meaning, and purpose, or just to cope better with stress, I think you'll find strategies here to help you with that. So thank you for your attention. Now go save the world.